All right. We are so fucking late with the show today. It is my apology to you, and I'll tell you how it all happened. First of all, yesterday I was doing a series of auditions, and the day before I did an audition, and then I got called back for another audition, and then I did another one in L.A. Now, I was going between Studio City and Wilshire Boulevard on a rainy motherfucking day in Los Angeles. Not a problem. I can handle that shit. But what happened was, for the second time in a week, because I have this fucked up ankle, which I twisted 2 years ago going down some stairs in my house. And I think I told you the story. I not only twisted it once, I twisted it again, and I couldn't do a goddamn thing about it because I was late for a meeting and I had to get to. And it's like one of those things where you're just having to, there's the pain and you got to live through it. So it's very chronic. And what happened was, it got worse here in the last 6 months. It's like a chronically sprained leg or ankle. And I put it in a brace, and it got way better, and iced it, and got way better. And then about 2 weeks ago, it got worse again, kicked it. And just, I don't know what it is, man. You know, I'm re-injuring this fucking, they're going to have to amputate my goddamn foot. Anyway, so yesterday did it again in the fucking rain. Parked my car. I had about two blocks to walk because Wilshire is being torn the fuck up because of Metrorail is going in. And so Wilshire Boulevard down around Sycamore and La Brea, where I was going, in this old Raymond Chandler type building, is getting torn up. But anyway, long story short, kick this parking brick or something, man, as a curb. Fucking leg like you wouldn't believe, man. And I'd done it the day before, and it was bad. So I had to come home and put the leg up, called my doctor. I had to wrap it again. I actually had to ice it some more and then go in to see him. And then finally, you know, because he's a chiropractor, lives and his office is close by. And then came back here. And so everything is just like pushed back. And I apologize, folks. We're going to have a very, very short pre-show today. Naturally, I didn't goddamn fucking goddamn cunt bitch motherfucker goddamn start the goddamn fucking Audacity either. God damn it. Well, good. Okay. All right. Now the dance that the people do, I don't know how it started. All I know is when. The fuck? Just fucked up, man. Just completely fucked up.
Walking through the park, it wasn't quite dark.
There was a man sitting on a fence. Major Lance.
Out of the crowd as his head lowly bowed. He just phoned.
He had two big hit records in the 60s.
He just goes.
This was one of them, and the other one was Monkey Time. I mean, two hits that crossed over. The monkey was a popular dance in the 60s. Speaking of that, I'm reading a book on Lincoln called Morning Lincoln, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, Lincoln, and amazing book. Amazing fucking book. Amazing book. It's about, it was written by the author, and whose name, of course, escapes me, but I will have it indelibly etched, I'm sure, at some point. It's a great book. I'd like to tell you a little bit more about it, but right now I got to get this shit going here, man. But the book is about... the author was inspired to do the book by 9/11 and how we all reacted to 9/11. Not in the weeks following, but at the immediate time, you know, and as soon as we heard the news, as soon as we got the news, as soon as we experienced it, how did we feel? What was our feeling? What was our emotional life? And the same thing, then she went back to Kennedy's assassination when she was very, very small. She's only 5 years old. I was 11 when Kennedy was assassinated. This author was five. She remembers walking down the street holding the hand of her governess, of her nanny, who was crying, just tears streaming down the woman's face. And then she goes back to Pearl Harbor, you know. And actually, not Pearl Harbor. 9/11, Kennedy, and then Lincoln. Events like Pearl Harbor. I don't think she went to Pearl Harbor because it was slightly different. She didn't experience it, I guess, or I don't know. But it's not so much different as and it doesn't really play a part of the book, I want you to know. It's just that she remembered these events. She says, well, how did people react to Lincoln? Because it had the same, it was probably the first outside of the death of George Washington. George Washington's death was a huge, huge event in America. It was maybe that was the first 9/11, if you will, quote unquote. Not that there was any horrific national emergency, but it was a cruel blow. The country took it very hard. Maybe people didn't expect Washington to die. He was in good health. He got pneumonia and he died that night. Died within a very short time. He must have been in a very bad state physically. Nobody knew. He was in his 60s. Nothing over, you know, wasn't really elderly. Of course, for those times, it was. But Washington was a very vigorous guy. He was a horseback rider his whole life, physically fit. And, of course, beating slaves, you know, keeps your arm. I'm sorry, but, you know. I guess I kind of bummed you out on that one, didn't I? Why don't we get our shit together here, and then I'll give you some more stories to tell, okay? Yeah, well, you know, Phil, why don't you just get the work done that you haven't been doing? ISIS. Who will deal with ISIS? Well, who is usually our military guy? Well, General Shaw, but we also have a... Walking through the park. Jay Santos would be perfect. But now we have this, who's going to break into the cell phone?
Mr. Henry, Mr. Henry, you got to...
God, man.
Mr. Henry, you have to understand. Well, Mr. Henry, you have to understand something. This is really difficult.
Pope suggests Trump is not Christian. Woohoo! Look at this guy injecting himself into the American election.
Well, you have to,
you have to understand, Mr.
Trump probably isn't Christian. Walking through the park. All right, well, now we're at 10 minutes. Goddamn motherfucker. Now, what am I looking at here? What is this? Oh, shit. You need to know how to cook. Man, I'll tell you that. Jay Santos, ISIS. Where is... Oh. Apple. iPhone. The right to disconnect from work. Dr. Jim Zettler. Now, what is this, motherfucker? What is this, bitch? Oh, man, God damn it. And then this is 1, 2, 3. Why is it always just... Why am I always missing a fucking story? Okay. Global warning. Jay. Okay. So that's ISIS, Apple, disconnecting. All right.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, that's what you ought to do with them. Make them eat the damn thing. I would, hold on, Robert, I've got this. I would make, no, I got it. I would make him eat it. I would make that man take that baby doll and he would eat it. He would eat it.
You can't say that.
Yeah, I can. I can make you eat it too. Eat a baby. All right, here we go, man. There's a place right about town. I don't know how it started. What the fuck is this, man? Uber and Blue Apron. Uber and Blue Apron. All right, good. I need this. Get the shit out of my motherfucking face. Man. There's a place right about town. I don't know how. Let's see, can I do this? I don't know why General Shaw introducing Monkey Time cracks me up, but it does. All right. I think we're ready to go, man. You got any pre-show shit? Yeah, no. Hi, it's Phil Henry, and all of the voices that you hear on the show today will be performed by me. Have a good day. Hope you enjoy the show.
Well, what are you laughing at? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Margaret Gray, and welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. This is Major Lance.
Wait a minute, man. Wait a minute.
Well, Phil, welcome to the program. This is Major Lance.
Goddamn son of a fucking bitch.
Well, welcome to the program, Phil. This is Major Lance, and this is Monkey Time. Well, welcome to the program. This is Major Lance and Monkey Time. This is Margaret Gray, and this is Monkey Time. And this is Major Lance, and this is the Republican. This then... You see, you can see John Kasich, you see, and Jeb Bush has the grin, and he thinks he looks really tough, but he doesn't. I'm really beginning to come around to Donald Trump.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Ow, ow. Yeah. When's the debate? Isn't there a South Carolina debate? I don't know how it started. This poor woman.
Yes, everyone, this is Margaret Gray. Yes, this is Margaret Gray, and I'm getting my voice. It's going higher.
Goo 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 goo. Look at the eyes on this girl. God, this woman's got large eyes. Why do I see that face and think, you know, welcome to Fly Orient. Or one of those commercials like Singapore Air or something. Goo, 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 goo. Goo, 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 goo. Goo, 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 goo. 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 God damn. Goo, 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 goo. See, that's the falsetto. I want falsetto.
Well, I don't know. That's probably destroyed your voice now, Phil. It sounds even worse.
Fuck me. Right. What the fuck? Space elevators and shit? Too bad I won't be around for that shit, man. A space elevator. Wow. I'd be a mind fuck, wouldn't it? Boeing 100, we're building a space elevator. The space elevator. Goo, 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 goo. Probably a baby being born today. Maybe when they're elderly, we'll see the space elevator. Well, I don't know, Phil, the way things are going. Yeah, the way things are going, man, we ain't going to have enough fucking money to do diddly shit. Anyway.
There's a place right about now.
Wherever it started.
And welcome, everyone. Well, welcome, everyone, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is Margaret Gray. Well, everyone, welcome. Well, everyone, welcome to the program. This is Margaret Gray.
Oh, fuck, my neck is fucked. I mean, I'm telling you, man. I'm injury-prone today, man. Fuck, I feel like I just got done playing, like, basketball or something. I feel like I just got done playing a pickup game of marbles.
Well, well, everyone, I would think that,
You know the only thing about playing sports is that my fucking weight probably is starting to, because I've put on a few pounds.
Hello, everyone. This is Margaret Gray.
Well, what do you think, Margaret?
What I think, Phil, and what you're doing, I think, are two different things.
God damn it, man.
Well, Phil, your voice is really wrecked. Hello, everyone. This is Margaret Gray, and welcome to the world famous...
God damn it. All right, here we go. No.
Margaret Gray. This then is the Margaret Gray Show.
All right. Hi, everyone. It's Phil Hendry, and all of the voices that you hear on the show, all of the characters that you hear on the show today are all performed by me. And I was injured yesterday kicking a parking brick and stepping off a curb. My ankle hurts. My neck hurts. Well, something else hurts. I'll get to it, Margaret. And I'm kidding. Hi, everyone. Hello, everybody. This is Phil Hendry. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Hi, this is Phil Hendry. All of the characters and voices and different people that you hear on the show today are all performed and voiced by me.
This is Margaret Gray, and with me...
There's a... Goddamn fuck!
Yes, Phil, I don't know what's going on with your... Yes, and this is Margaret Gray.
Now, it's starting to loosen up a little bit now.
This is...
I know it's not a cold or anything. It's a little congested from the cold, but... Whenever you're ready.